figure out which button you had to push.
No, no, it's okay. I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Good. You know, the amazing thing, I just, you know, after there's a tshuva from the Rambam's great-grandson about this Shurana and Alma business, that, you know, you don't get the impression that Kapach in his translation, you know, is ready to use the same translation for everything. It's a little strange, okay? And, okay, so, you know, we'll just play around, we'll see. In other words, what came out is, what the Rambam says is that both Shurana and Alma could constitute a tzivoy, a command. However, there's a difference in the translation of the words, that Alma is a command, a tzivoy in the real sense of the word, and Shurana is basically hurah, and it's the same word as Tera, okay? And he learns, Rav Yeshua Nogi, that it's a mitzvah sheino echreches, and we pointed out in mitzvah sadihei, which the Rambam Kilu introduces all the mitzvahs of Tuma, which are basically nothing more than Shurana. He says in Aforis Nedorim, it's a Alma, and then he says it's a Shurana. So that's what the question of Yeshua Novik was asked. You know, what is it? So he says basically, as far as Minyan and Mitzvahs is the same, but one is Hechreches, and one of them is Eino Hechreches, whatever that means exactly, okay? What I told you, it's very clear in the Rambam, and that's what I'm happy that Rabbi Shua Nogit said this, because I was very nervous, because the Rav used to say over my father, and he himself wrote it, and I always say this over, that mitzvah say, acholok bet mi yisoydino from mitzvah loiseh, according to the Rambam, that loiseh say, are as horas tzivuyim, negative tzivuyim, but mitzvah say, could be in yonah terah, and don't have to be tzivuyim, that's the Rambam counts tumah. But if you take a Yeshua Nogid's approach, that it's a mitzvah she'enu achreches, and especially in context, the truth is, the whole Sherish Ches talking about, and it's an unbelievable thing, you know, when you'd want to start and discussing what mitzvahs are, you would start with Chazal, and then move over to see what language has and what a command means. The Rambam basically starts off and discusses what commands mean in language and the peculiar Arabic problem that there's no general word for command which includes both a positive command and a negative command. And that he quotes a raya from an Arabic interpretation of Aristotle. And he quotes him verbatim. It's a quote. And then at the end he gets into Chazal, but it's clear that setting up these categories, they're both in mitzvah say and in mitzvah loisah tzivui. And he says, tochal and lo yochal. And that's what we're talking about. So, you know, that's pretty clear. So, let's now just try to pull some of these things together. We pointed out that, and that I think is a very interesting observation. The first time the Rambam, at least in my recollection, I discussed this with the Arabic thing, whether there's a program in Arabic and a computer can do a search for words, okay? And I was told no, but, you know, I don't know if, you know...
I was looking for something.
Okay.
I couldn't find anything.
Okay, so my impression, at least the way I see it, is the first time the Rambam uses Shurano in the Minyan HaMitzvahs proper. He uses it a few times in the Shroshim and in the Hakdomah to the Shroshim in very interesting ways, but is only Mitzvah Sadihei, which I think is a Hakdomah to Tzadivov, and he really calls all the Mitzvah Sadivov, which the Mitzvah of Tuma, he calls them really Alma, but they really Shurano, because there's no difference, okay? And the truth is, in his discussion, when he has a Hagdoma to all the mitzvahs loisas, to all the mitzvahs asay of tumah, he calls tumas nevela or tumah in general shrana. He mamish in the mitzvah itself he calls it shrana. Okay, so that's pretty clear. What I want to point out, which is a very interesting observation, I just don't get it 100%. But I found it not only in the Rambam here in Mitzvah Tzadi Vov, but also we'll see, because I'm going to introduce this way, and then we'll get into the other, we'll do it backwards, really. The Rambam, when he talks about the Mitzvah Tumah in Tzadi Vov, and also in Shurish Shvi, okay, we talks about Letalo, Letamoy, okay, we'll see. He has this kilo apology that the mitzvah's tumor is negeya to other mitzvah's satera. Mamish, the exact same apology. And the exact same discussion of the Shluch from Machne Shechina. Why he talking about Metzera from Shluch from Machne Shechina when Metzera is Nishlach Megimu Machnes in Sherishvi, I think I spoke about, but you know, offhand is a problem. But okay. Okay. So I just made just a comment, which I think is an interesting point. All the mitzvahs from Reish Lamed Vov, I think, to the end of the mitzvah say, or also Shrana, but there he clearly says Shrana in the Arabic, except for one, okay, I think Lahatzaloidif Miyana Nirdif or something, okay? And you don't find in any one of them there's an apology and a necessity that these shranas should be negeya to other ashoras and mitzvah. Okay? You only find it by tumah. And the truth is, the flip side of this, the Ramban is very clear. He attacks the Rambam and knocks out all the mitzvahs of tumah from minyan mitzvahs. Every single one of them. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Shoel, Shemechino, Shemesocho, the various Mazniske Momo, and each one is a separate one. He accepts the Rambam, hook, line, and sink. Excuse the expression. Okay. So, what is it? So, I thought in the Ramban, the Etzim is you don't have the problem that you have in the Rambam. Because the Rambam does not require that mitzvahs asay are necessarily tzivuyim, they could be isurim. Because the Rambam has a whole list of isuri asay. Okay? So you can either say, which is very strange, you have tzivuyim, negative tzivuyim, but not in a lav on minyan mitzvah asay, which sounds a little strange, but it could be. Or you can say the Ramban's ready to accept in Yonei HaTeira, whichever way you like it, okay? But, you know, if you're ready to accept in Yonei HaTeira, you understand why Shoymes Chinom, Shemesocha, Shoyel, Niske Momon can be Minyan HaMitzvahs. But then you're perplexed why the Ramban has problems with the Rambam, okay? So what he basically says, and that's his attack on the Rambam, he says, and the Rambam seems to agree with that, that a mitzvah which is a law in the Torah, or a parsha in the Torah, a din in the Torah, which is totally and utterly rishus, okay, it can't be minyan mitzvahs. And that's what the Rambam, when he's talking about the mitzvah's tumah, he says you can't say that the mitzvah is to become Tomei, because that's only Rishus. So no matter how you cut it, whether you accept in Yonei HaTeira, whatever you accept it, Rishus is the problem. So that's strange, you know. If you have in other words, if you count minyan mitzvahs as in yoni atera, the fact that it's rishus logically should make a difference. So everyone that knocks out, and everyone does, a rishus gomo, l'cheira, they're not taking the approach of the Rav and his father. Okay? That's what I would have said. You know, I find it difficult to mechalek, but you can if you want, or whatever it is. And that's the Ramban's attack on the Ram, this is all rishus. And the Ram kilu answers the question that it's even though it's rishus, but since it's negeya to mitzvahs, which are chiyuvim, dahainu, shiluach machneis, achila betuma, and to metame the kochim, so mele it's a mitzvah. In other words, some, a din, or a parsha, in dini atera, could also be a mitzvah, if it's negeya to other mitzvahs. But, see, you understand, when it comes to the various mitzvahs like Shemachinom, Shemeshocho, or Shoyel, in this case, Momoy, he doesn't need that because the formulation of the mitzvah is Lodun, Bedin. So, Lochere, it's a mitzvah's Bezdin to enforce it. So, if the mitzvah's Bezdin to enforce it, so you have no problems. And I assume even the din of Mechomemka the Rambam has, that Bezin is supposed to enforce it. Okay? And whether that makes it into a pu'ula or what it does, we have no clue. Even the Rambam calls it din shemesocha. Din shemesocha. And he doesn't say it's no gay to anything. So I assume, because in some place he talks about lodun k'shemesocha, so maybe the Tilu is a mitzvah on Bezin. Okay? That is the way I see it a priori. I can't say that I understand. So there's no necessity, and there's no gay l'sham mitzvah ter. That's the way he gets out of this. But Tuma, which is kula reshus, he needs it. Okay? You say that? Now,
what is the mitzvah of Tuma?
Okay, so that's what I want to talk about. Okay, that's what you see. The Rambam, the little translation over here from the Arabic, is not liois hanavela metamo. That's not the correct translation. The correct translation is hahitamut, hahitamus hanavela, hahitamus shetumus mes. The way the tumor expresses itself. Okay? The way he has it in Minyan HaKotzer, he talks about the way it's tome and the way it's metame. Okay? The din, tome and metame. The interesting observation, as I want to point out over here, which is very—it's amazing because in most of the mitzvahs tumah he says that it's tomei and metamei. When he gets to nigibatim, he only says that it's metamei. He doesn't say that it's tomei. Okay. And the answer is, okay. The answer is, it's mamish, a very simple answer, very, very, very straight an answer. If you look at Tesa Nida, when he talks about Tumas Ksamim, Tesa Nida is ready to accept, and the Gemara, getting prepared in the Gemara, there should be Tumas Ksamim on a beged, a Chisi and Erev, because it's Makabal Tumas Negoyim. Okay? Rav Chaim asked me, Pir Shmua, is one going to say, if that's the case, that a kesem which falls on a stone or on a piece of wood, which there could be Nigi Batamon, that there should be Tumas Ksamim? because mekabel tumah negi. The same way something is mekabel tumah negi begodim, so it's mekabel tumah negi batim. So Rab Chaim says that it's not true. Otoshsi ve'erev is a keli which is mekabel tumah negodim. The different categories of tumah of Hashem beged by negodim. Okay, there are different categories of Shem Beged, but the Maisi is what Maisi is, that it's Makabal Tumah. Batim are not Makabal Tumah. The din is the Teres said that the Eitzim and the Avonim are Matame. So that's the Lashon, it's Gvaldik then. The Ram Minyan HaKotze, when he talks about Nigi Batim, he says Matame. And when he talks about all other tumors, he says Tomei and Matame. And the Chambam, you know, you look at, oh, you know, the Torah safe, he forgot it, this and that. But, you know, Viamo, you know, Itake might be things, you know, might be problems. But this, the more you go into it, the more clear and the more elegant it is. Okay? This is what the Ram calls Hitamut Hanavel, Hitamut Tumas Mes, Hitamut or the Metzera, Hitamut of Nege Bayis, Hitamut of Nege Begodim, whatever, okay? Now, this is all okay. Now, let's go a little bit into Sherish Zion, okay? Open up Sherish Zion, and here, like the world went amok, to be frank with you. Ubebeir omru. This is the way I have my my translation Korach. Ubebeir omru letaharoi o letamoi. Somewhere in the middle there, you see it? You found it? Not sure. Try to find it for you.
Seven lines down from the top right.
From the beginning?
Yeah, it was like a little bit more down. Five lines from the bottom. I'm in the you're in a different one.
Okay. Interesting. He uses Shran over here also. We'll see. Okay? See, in the Arabic, okay? I don't know which editions you have. I just can't tell you. Good. Let me. Ubebeya omru. Letaharoi oy letamo. I think be omru here it's a pirush makubo on this pasuk, because if it's a drashas chazal you can't use it in your mitzvahs, because the Rambam says in Sherei Sheni you can't use anything with drashas chachamim. That's drabonon. That means drabonon. That it's not a drabonon means that it has content which is not pure and unadulterated Torah shebiksav. Except he won't use the Rabbanon for Alochol Moshisina, but he could say Midibay Sefman Alochol Moshisina. Ubebeya omru letaharoi o letamoi. Keshem shemitzvo letaharoi, kach mitzvo letamoi. That's talking about Lechera. It's going on the Kayin with the Mitzera. The Omnom. Hamitzvah hi shetoymer tomei oitoho. Okay. Avo chiluk advorim shebehem yiyye tomei oitoho. The various dinim that Terry says about the simone tumas tzaras odom, whether it's seis, baheres, Nigger or Bosso, Nesek or whatever. Avuchiluk advorim shebohem yiye tome otoho ein roilim noisom. Lefi shehem tnoim vidinim. וזה כמוי אומרנו שהקרובס ברמום מוסהורים עולוב. אוקיי? והיא מצס לא יססה. נישו עלינו לדעס מהן המומן. הסירה שנמנה כל מום ומום מצו, אם הוי זה כך, הוי אורן קרוב לשבעים מום. I'm not going to explain this now, why it's שבעים מום, but okay. It's not, not on the gate. וכמו שלא נמנה מומים, מה מהם מום ומה מהם אינו מום, אלו הזהורו שהוזהרנו על בר מום בלבד, כך אינו רואי למנויס תומס מיני הצרס. מה מהם תומי? ומה מהם תור? אלו יויס אלו, listen to this, אלו היויס המציר תומי בלבד. The fact that the mitzvah is tomei, that's the mitzvah. Heyois ha-mitzvah tomei bilvad. V'chol oisem mesimonim hein beyo mahi atzaras. As the Torah explains what it is. It's not even chelke ha-mitzvah. It's dinim. V'al derech, ha-derech hazeh roi limnois kol min u-min mi-mini atumois. מצווה אחס. ולא ימנו דיני המינה הוא מן התומו צנועים. Each tumo יומוינה דהי תמות. The tumo itself. That the thing, the tumo thing is tome, but not the dinim. כמו שיש בויה ממיניוננו. והובן זה השורש. לפי שהוא עמוד התווך למה שאנחנו דונים. That's very clear. And that's the Ramban, he knocks all his mitzvahs out. Okay? So לחירה, מומים are certainly not, even though מומים also נוגעת הסחורס נטירה, but מומים לחירה, the din of this parsha, there's a parsha of Mumin, and the question, how do you violate the lav? It's the din of this lav, okay? Each parsha of Tumo is a parsha b'fnei atzmoi, and the Torah has many ashoros in the Torah that are nogeya to Tumo, and a mitzvah saseh, which is nogeya b'tumo. So the Ram says, because of that, that it's not something which is inherent. Even the Ramban asks, what's the machine that in Mumin? The Ram seems to learn, which is a very strange thing, that since it's negeya to mitzvahs, which are achrechios, and it's not dinim of the parasha, it's not ki'ilu, you know how to do this lab because of tumah, it's only, that's not the answer, okay, because it's tumah's nevela, because there are many different types of tumahs, and many, you see, mumin, I think all mumin are the same. It's just different ways of having a Shem Mum. There's Surua, and there's Kolut, and Murach Oshech. Different shameless of Mumim. And different Mumim, different places. There's Mumi Odom, there's Mumi Behemo, there's Mumi Odom, Mumi Behemo, it's Mamish Ol. But all of them is to violate what is a Mum. Okay? But you can't call something Tumah. Because Tumah's Nevela. And Tumas Mitzera and Tumas Nida are different. Okay. You know, you could have made a case that maybe Nida and Yoledis should have been the same. Okay. In terms of the way the Metame, but the Ram doesn't. And he assumes that they're mitzvahs. Because, first of all, different shamus of tumah, it's not a real an expression of men, and different shamus have different oifanim and different ways they're matame. Okay? So that for the Ram, for some reason, and since negay to mitzvah teira, what this combination is, he hasn't made his privy, but he seems to say it twice, and he's very clear that he's serious about this. It's almost like he's up against the wall, and this is what he can find, It's not very convincing, to say the least. But he seems to use this as an argument that it's not Rishus. Because he says he tamus before and said evolved that is Rishus and not Rishus. That's what he's trying to do. Okay, Beseda. Then let's just read a little bit more. Ubeyu ze shanachnu nitztavinun ubeyu ze shanachnu nitztavinu shetzoras ha'odom mitamosoi. That I was told by Rav Korach that's a good translation. She nitztavinu shetzoras ha'odom mitamosoi. It's not the way he originally translated, but when I pushed it against the wall, he changed the translation. Kapach translates to Vinu Shetzoras Odom. Also Metamosoi. I think he has that. I think that's in Kapach also. Oh, he betamosay. Okay. Vinase tome. So I asked Rav Korach about this. What's the double lotion? Okay. See, he told me, and this is like throwing a monkey wrench in like a whole thing of gears, that the way one writes Arabic is there's a lot of use of double language, which sometimes have no meaning. Okay? Okay, yeah, okay, but in Arabic, I'm taking the word. Okay, good. So he told me when I asked him about this, he said, Metamose v'naase tome. Okay. So I would have interpreted, had he not told me this, and maybe I'm right, I don't know. I would have said, Metamose v'naase means the other mitzer is tomei, v'nase tomei, there is mitame achirim. Okay? As opposed to nigibatim. But I can't tell you anything because he told me that is a double lashon. Okay, the same. Then he says, v'chaye b'cho ma shechayov matmeim, l'schachek min ha-miktosh v'akotshim v'lotzes. Now it's very clear to me there's no reason in the world for him to quote this unless this is the explanation of why it's a minyan mitzvah. And he did it twice. He did it both in Shurish Zayin over here and also Mitzvah Sarivo. Now, here before, just derech agav, our mitzvah benuyim, just a little before, who din makin nefesh b'shkogo, v'watziv v'shnitztavinu lodun bedinim. The Ram uses the word shurana. Al tarshia, that's kill the Torah, that the Torah was merit to do. Okay? And nechkam is the din, okay? So, here also, it's shurana, an tzaras odom, tisagen zes, then he says, but it's also, this sivui also is, pirush hadovish onur tzavinu, she tzaras odom etamosai, this tzavinu is also shurana. But the Rambam is very clear, this is the reason why it's a minyan mitzvah, okay? The reason is because Nogeya to Lishrachek min HaMikdosh, unless you know something. You could say לסרחית מן המיטוש והקודשים. You have to know what that means. לסרחית מן המיטוש ולא צייס חוץ למחנה שכינה. And it could be Mikdosh in Rambam is Gimu Machnes. And Yerushalayim is also part of Mikdosh, so he could be talking about two separate things over here, and it is two mitzvahs. Okay, to say that. Ela she'onu yu'idim, ela she'enonu yu'idim, eze tzeras metama ve'eze eno metama. L'chein bo akosim, levai ulefaret az adin. Shim ho yekach, hari zetor. ואם הוא יקח, כך, הרי זה תומד. ואם הוא ימצב כך, מסגיר אינו ישראל. כך וכך זמן. ובפרש אומרו, that's what they אומרו, this I assume is a פירש המקובל. Okay. Correct? Now, I just want to focus on what they אומרו. So, upon asking, first of all, before this, upon asking of Korach, if there's a difference in the meaning of the Arabic, the way he uses metamoser over here, or he tamus, the way he used in Sefer Mitzvahs, he thought there's no difference in the Arabic meaning, the Arabic use of the word. And Leo is a Metzera, Tommy Metam is what he uses in Mina Kotze. But it's the same thing. It's not necessarily the Psak, it's that din, whatever that din is. Leo is Tommy Metam. Okay. Now, here. There's a problem here now. She says the mitzaseh of mitzera on one hand is she the din she tzaras od the metamosai v'nase tome. So I would have said it's hitamus in exactly the way we learned, and everything is gevaldik, okay? And also the same parallel in terms of the that it's nogeya to mitzvahs, okay? So I'm serious about this. But what does he want with Litame or Litahe? Okay. Which a priori is referring to the Kohen. And it's a mitzvah on the Kohen, Lodu Bedine Tzaras. And it's something like the mitzvah of Lodun B'Shoyel, and Lodun B'this, and Lodun B'that. And it's not like he, and then it's not he Tamuz Shalodun Mitzera. And if the mitzvah of the Kohen, the time of the tire, then you probably the same way that in the mitzvahs, which are dinim, we don't need this explanation of there's no gay or the sham mitzvah tayr, you wouldn't need it over here. And the truth is, the Rambam is really paraphrasing a Tesefta, which makes it more complicated. Because Tesefta in the Goyim, Periches Aloch Aleph, Vakor ksherim l'tayher es hamitzera. Ukishem, I'm skipping a little bit, shemitzvah l'taharon kach mitzvah l'tamon v'koyen shetimei mitzvah l'tayher shenema L'taharoi or l'tamoi. So l'chira, it's talking about the kohen acting over here and being metame the mitzera originally and being metayim afterwards. Okay, the lashon is absolutely amazing, because if I would ask you a priori, which one is more mistabe to count minyan mitzvahs, letamei or letayer? You could imagine maybe letamei chesnit. You can imagine, but you know, the assumption in Tisept is very clear that the posh of the case is letaharoi, and the chiddush is kishem se mitzvah letaharoi, kach mitzvah letamei. That's what it says. And I would have said, the letar or bey omu is kilo the mekubal and the mekabe teira, say that's pshat and teira. But, you know, you can't do it. Either you say the mitzvah is hitamu samaseira, or shateu mitamu samanase tome, or the mitzvah is on the koyen, letame letaroi. You can't do both. And the Ram does both. I don't get it. And I would have said the Tamoy might be the mitzvah Amira. We don't know if the Kohen in his mind looks at it and thinks the person is the mitzera, anything happens. So maybe it's a mitzvah Amira. We pointed out the Ramam in Sherish Atshi has four types of mitzvahs, and one of them is Amira. So I would have said the mitzvah is Amira, is the courage of a time Mataya. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah Itamus HaMetzera? Or, and Kashem, you know, see, I would have said, you know, all things equal, but I can't do that now. I would have said, Kashem Shemitzah Latah, like, Kach Mitzah Latamoy, I would have counted as two separate mitzvahs and Minyan mitzvahs. So maybe Lashon O says not to do like that, but Lashon Kishem is very strange because it's really not a mitzvah. It's not Kishem Shemitzvah Latamoy, Kach Mitzvah Latamoy. The mitzvah is Latamoy or Latamoy according to the Dinim. It's not Kishem. The discussion of Kishem gives you the impression that there's a double portion, there's a mitzvah ta'aloi, and you know, it also is a mitzvah ta'amoi. But logically, it starts the opposite way. You have to metame him, then there's a mitzvah ta'aloi. So I just don't get it. I'm pointing this out to you. There's more on this. This is not our discussion, but it's mamish kulipela. Now, there's a general problem, because I want to get now, after this, back into Eved Kenani. I want to mamash go through and understand a lot about Eved Kenani. How does play to some Eved Kenani? But there's something which I don't get, okay? You know, I can buy into all this, okay? I can buy into this. I can buy that Shurano Atzivu Sheino Echreches and Minyan Mitzvahs. I don't know if I would buy into the fact that it's negated to other scholars. That's a reason to say that it's not Rishus. And to make it kilu a mitzvah echreches, maybe not, maybe yes. Okay, Pesela. Okay. But if the Rambam has something called Sherish Beis, and what Sherish Beis is all about is to tell you that to say over in different words where the Ram opens with mitzvah teira, v'yetn l'cho as a teira v'ya mitzvah teira hi teira shebiksav v'mitzvah is teira shepeh v'nase ha teira al pi ha mitzvah. It means that the teira is the mitzvah in the minyan, and the mitzvah is the interpretation of the teira shepeh of these mitzvahs. Okay, so it's very clear to me that in Tzivui, in the Torah Shebiksav, in order to be a mitzvah. Okay? You can say that the din is in Torah Shebiksav, and it's negated to other dini atera, But how do you pull from that and extract from that a tzivui, especially since the Rambam's opinion, tzivuyim cannot be extracted from implication, okay? Or even in a even in a structure, which is also not clear. For example, when the Rambam deals the lav of lo sochu menu no boshu babush ba moim, okay? So lochera, the two in yonei atera. There's a lav of no, and the lav of boshu babushu. Okay? So I would have said it's two in yonei atera, and it's two lav in yonei mitzis, because mitzis are in your, in, you see, you, as holes, you break them up, you break up the mitzvah according to inyonim, okay? But they have to be as holes. So you have an as hole over here, and you have two inyonim. So Rambam says, no! Since the as hole is only said once in the Torah, not twice, even though you interpret that it goes on both, it's only one lav in minyan mitzvahs. So it means the Torah would have to say, then it would have been. But since it says, so therefore it's only one love. Except, he says, when the Mekabli Atera, the Pirush Mekubu from Moshe Rabbeinu, say you should read it as if it says, low. And the guy from that is Malkus, and that's what he says. In Ma'aseh Sheni and Chodesh, you get lav from Chodesh of Kemach and Koli and Kalmel, separate lav and separate Malkus. The Raidach has three mitzvahs and Minyan mitzvahs. And Kilo Teir said low. Okay, it's all very nice. Okay, so what it means is not only the Inyan HaTeira has to be in Teir Shabiksav, but the Etzem HaZchor and Tzivui. Okay. And no, they're two separate inyonei atera minyanei mitzvahs. Okay? But the tzivui is only one. So how many mitzvahs in minyanei mitzvahs? One! Correct? So how do you make tumah where there's no explicit tzivui? It's just a din which is negated to other asholis. The fact that it's negated to other asholis and mitzvahs, that makes it a tzivui, that certainly so far removed that, you know, how do you do it? Okay. So then, you know, I could, you know, dampen it a little bit, if you want. I could dampen it a little bit. I'm not sure that I should, okay? If you remember, we asked, maybe the Rambam's discussion that you need explicit ascholos is only by lavim, not by mitzvah say. The fact that it's a tzivui would be enough. You don't need explicit tzivui. Okay? And I said, for raya, it says tazev by matnas aniyim once on a whole list. And the Rambam counts it as separate mitzvahs. Okay. So I told you that's no raya. Because the Rambam goes out of his way to say that these are lav and nitglase. Okay. So if the Mekabalei HaTeira said that the lav and nitglase, it means it's chanase over here. And it's nitglase. And I think the Rambam learns a lav nitglase, a general assay, a assay clearly wouldn't be enough. A lav nitglase, you have to have other lav, the assay from this lav. Other lav. So he proves, because, you know, Beinenu, hello. Why would the Rambam, Kuf Chav, have to quote, when he's talking about Tazev, why would he have to quote this lav nitglase? What's in the game, Minyan Mitzvahs? So the same way that the Rambam says, Oyvel assay, is the raya doch that the that the Makabla Basari says in Asay, even the Oiva Asay, the Oiva is not the mitzvah, the mitzvah is the mitzvah Chiyuvis, okay? Or Chechechis, or Eino Echechis, or Shrana, whatever you want. Here also, since it says, Lavendit Lasay, it's a Raya Doch, there's the an Asay on each individual Av. So it means that, therefore, that there's an assay, separate assay. Even the word Tazav is mentioned once in Minyan Mitzvahs, the Ram counts it again and again and again and again and again. Okay? So it's not clear to me that you can really make a case in Rambam that a assay is different than a lav. It doesn't have to be foolish. And you can't postulate an assay by implication. If you can't do that, how the Rama pulls off this trick is almost magic. That he doesn't say each individual one is a lav nikla say, but they all are, and he says it maybe once or twice, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? This whole is a problem. Okay? But I'm being honest with you. I don't know the answer, but it's clearly a problem. You see, what bothers me, okay, I could have imagined if you say you don't need a tzivui, okay, mefurish in Torah Shemiksav, and you're ready to accept the Ramban's Hasogis and Cherish Beis, that Midivrei Seifrim, that the fact that the Chacham HaSeru Yud Gimel Midas or various droshes are enough to make it a mitzvah, maybe somehow you can extrapolate and make a tumor or something, you know, more than that. You know, I can imagine. I have to see. And I have to see a case, the thesis for it, but here you have nothing. See, after you're all finished, the question is, how is it a mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs? That's the problem, okay? Now, let's go on, okay? Okay, what time?
Yeah, at least 10 minutes.
Okay, good. So now let's get involved. Now I want to talk about Eved Kenani, okay? Din Eved Kenani. Din Eved Kenani. The truth is, Eved Kenani is not one of the mitzvahs that I would have put in Shrano, even though the Rambam has in the Reish Lamed Hey, whatever it is, I think it's Reish Lamed Hey, something like that. He has it called it a Shrano, okay? See yourself, if you like. Reish Lamed Vav?
Reish Lamed
Hey. Reish Lamed Hey? Okay. Reish Lamed Hey. Here it is. Reish Lamed Hey. Huat Sibush in its Tavu. That's how he translated, but it says Al Tashia El Kashrano. Bedin. And it's there. It's not even a translation. Bedin Eved Kenani. Although Bedin. That's he has in the Arabic, Bedin Eved Kenani. And he has Shrana. Okay? So even the Torah says, L'olabem Tavodu, here I'm not worried that should be mean. I mean, here I have no problem about the Tzivui, okay? Okay. So let's now just take things. I want to just go through Mishnah Torah and say, it's an amazing thing. And the Ramban over here is also amazing what he does. Because the Ramban adds a new mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs, called Shem V'Ayin. The mitzvah Shem V'Ayin, the Ram counts as one mitzvah. Eved Kenani and Shem V'Ayin. Because the Ram over here, in Reish Lamed Hey, put Shem V'Ayin in the mitzvah itself. Hu atzivish ravino bedin Eved Kenani, v'hu shem mishtabdin, I think that's not the best translation. I think he told me, we'll see exactly. We'll see. Shenishtabed bo l'olam. He told me it's a better term. Shenishtabed bo l'olam. You can think it's a tzivui. U shelo tehe lo cheres ele b'shein v'ayin. V'adin l'shago ha-shevom she'enim chayzen. Kmo shebo l'olam b'feirish ha-makubo. Otad rosh ha-shevom is a perish ha-makubo. And it's important to say to me, you know, mitzvahs. Okay, we'll come back to all this. Let me just start slowly, and let's get ourselves into it. The Rambam in Perek Tes Birchos Avodim Alochavov. V'chein Oso LeOdom LeShachrer Eved Knaini V'chol HaMeshachreroi Rive Basay Shnema LiOlem Bohem Tavodim V'im Shicho Meshucho Kamo Shibyanu V'kaifin Oisai Lichtem Leget Shicho B'chol Adrochim Shibyanu U'mutu LeShachrer L'dvar Mitzvah Afilu Mitzvah Shal Divreim Not the way the Rosh learns it is Pasha Zocho, but he says, Afil Mitzvah Rabbon. Because Ram doesn't have a Pasha Zocho. That's a Dreisa anyway. That's not our point. That's not, that doesn't exist anyway. Shelo Yeh Asol Beisakneses, Harizeh, Meshachre Avdoi, Umashlim Boi Haminyan, V'chein Kogriyetze Bezeh. V'chein shivcho shenoigin bo ha'om minig hefke v'arihi mirsho l'chitin kreifines rabo m'shachro k'dei shintinose v'yosir ha'mirsho v'chein koki yoitze b'zeh. Okay? Because Bezdin feels she can't protect her. They can't protect her. It's the only way they can protect her is a Baal should protect her. Husbands were protective. And that's what happened. That's the way he protected her. Or not the husband protected her, people wouldn't be knowing meaning hefka in an eshesish. Only in a Kaikabaseda. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah doesn't quote by Eved Knaini anything except for Nisa. Rebbeinu Shlacha Mitzvah Seh. In the beginning of Hilchos Avodim, the Rambam mentions the various mitzvahs in Avodim, and he has, what's the mitzvah? La'aved! Be Eved Knaini Le'olam. Elin Kein Hippo Lo'y Adoinov Echem Roshay Volim. It's not only Shrano, it's Alma. La'aved! It's very clear. That's what he should be doing, I think. Okay. Mina Kotzer, he says, La'avoy b'yevek k'nayni shnem lo'olam b'em tavodu. Okay, that's also nice. So that's more of a tzibui. But, you know, it's a very strange thing. The Rambam put the mitzvahs, he says, in his akdoma, his psicha, he set up Mishneh Torah that he has all the mitzvah Torah in front of all different halachas. He knows he has all the mitzvah Torah. But really, mitzvah Torah are the dinim of all the mitzvahs. And there should be no mention that there's a mitzvah in the goof of Mishneh Torah, unless you tell me that the protei mitzvahs in the beginning were also part of Mishneh Torah. And if the Rambam quoted it there, he doesn't have to quote it over there. Ich weiß nicht. It's an amazing thing. Because in the goof of Mishneh Torah, there's no mention. And then even a more amazing, okay. The V'chein is unbelievable. When I would ask you, V'chein also L'shachre, Eved Knaini, is it Nisa D'Raisa or Nisa D'Rabbon? So everyone would tell me it's Nisa D'Raisa, correct? Zokt the Rambam. Let's read the Seder out. Perei Tes Halachavov. Ho Isha Kena Shfochais V'Eino Kena Avodim. A woman is allowed to have female servants and not men servants. Afilu Ketanin B'nei Achshad V'im Konsa Isa Harei Ze Konsa Gufam Kei Ish V'yuli Shein asu liknois el eved ben teshonim umi teshu l'mayla because the royal libya the same. V'chein also l'odom l'shachre eved k'nani. What's the name of v'chein? The isa of a woman to buy an eved k'nani. I'd be very, very astounded if someone can make a case in anyone that it's a deraisa. So what's the v'chein? How could the Rav write a v'chein on something which cleared the Rabbanon? And this is the only din that he mentioned, the din of a k'naini in the Lavo, in the Mishnah Torah itself. And he says v'chein on the Rabbanon. Okay. I think such a question I'm allowed to ask. I haven't found that they've asked this question, but it's mamash kuli pela. How we do still?
6-2 now.
Okay, good. Next. So this is Kuli Pella. Okay. Now, here the Rambam in Resh Lamed Hey says that Roshi Eivorim is a Pirish Makubo. Okay? The question is all very nice, but what does it do with Sefer Mitzvahs? No one denying that it's a Pirush Makubo. And what it means is that that which a Meshachre with Rosh Eivorim is Mamish a Pshat and a Pirush in Teresh Miksav. And that was the Meseirah, that's the Pshat in Teresh Miksav. Okay? So Rav used to say that's the Meseirah, that's the Pshat Shomikra, whatever. Okay, Meseirah. It's not a Drosha, it's Pshat Shomikra. Therefore, the Ram says Pirush Makubo in Sherishani is in Minyan HaMitzvahs. But you'd give me this or not, because Pirush Makubo is Teresh Miksav. Okay. And the truth is, I wanted to put a footnote in the my Rebbe's letter on Hilchos Mamrim that he sets up the whole Yisurid that Pirush Makubo becomes Tzutu Shel Mikra. I wanted to say, Ayin Sher Sheni. Ubezeh Yuvon, Hevdel, Chiluk Bein, Yud Gimumides, Lepushim Mukabolim, Legabe Minyan Mitzvahs. But for whatever reason is, I didn't put it in. Okay? Save it! But it's true. Okay? So it's true that this isn't Teresh Miksav, but what is it? And then he says, V'omo yis'ale li'olam bohem ta'avodu v'omo v'chiyake ish. What does he have to do? Li'olam bohem ta'avodu v'chiyake ish. What does he want? And then he says, V'loshen g'mor gitten kol m'shach ra'avroi o'yve ba'asei tichsi v'olam bohem ta'avodu. V'loshen ateruhu she'mishtachre v'shein v'ayin. What is he talking about? Okay? This, I think, would have to get going for Ma'ariv. I'm going to put this up next week. Okay?